Parshas Kisavo is one of the transitional parshas. He had a whole series of the center of Chumash Devarim, a series of sedras that were all mitzvahs and dinim. Right? From the end of Akev, or perhaps from the near the beginning of Re'eh, all the way through Shoftim and Kisetze, into the first part of Kisavo is a very, very dense, packed sequence of dinim, one after another. Re'eh, Shoftim are more sort of theme-based. Re'eh is many dinim that revolve around Avodah Zarah, or Hakka from Avodah Zarah. Shoftim is almost all different dinim that relate to different leadership roles in Klal Yisrael. Kisetze already is a wider variety, and that takes us into the beginning of Kisavo. But then in the middle of Kisavo, you have the transition from Halacha back to Agada. At the beginning of Chumash Devarim was Agada, and now in the end of Kisavo, we're back to Agada. And one of the sort of transitional pieces is a very fascinating, I don't know if you can call it a din or not, because it's really not mitzvah l'doros. It's a harasha, this idea of the brachas and klalos, that Klal Yisrael is supposed to, the chumas hatzibur, to take care of, and har grizim har evil after they come into Eretz Yisrael, if the aruvim that appear in chumash and the corresponding brachas. So it's a one-time din. It's actually surprising, this is sort of something you may have to think of over the course of Shabbos, that there's a sugya in Masechah Sota about brachas and klalos. Mishnayos talk about it. First Mishnah in the seventh parak of Sota itemizes which are the verbal mitzvahs that can be said in translation, which the verbal mitzvahs have to be said in Hebrew, and that already sets the stage for the Mishnayos and Gemara to find an address there for whichever dinim don't apply elsewhere. So Sota was already the first six parakim. Kriya Shema and Tefillah have their own address, for instance, in Brachas, but Birkas Kohanim, the Sugya, is there, and in Egla Rufa, the Sugya, have a whole Perek, and some Meshuach Melchama, and Brachas the Klaus Hagriz Mareva, obviously a verbal din, and so you have a Sugya there about how it was done, which is fascinating because it's a Horah Shah, doesn't seem like a din L'doros. You would have thought that would have not merited a Sugya. So it's very fascinating. What I want to take a look at now is the last of the Arurim. So the Arurim are pretty specific. It's worth thinking about why, what it is the Torah is driving at. You have some very severe dinim, a series of Arayos, and then you have some Be'am HaFeiros, and some seem more severe than others. So what it is that's driving this list is an interesting question. But then the final one is Arash HaLeyakim is Divrei HaTorah Hazos. This is Perek Chaf Zayin Pasek Chaf Vav. So Ramban begins as he often does with Kohen Rashi. Kam kolos kol Torah kula v'kibluah aleihem ba'ala uveshvua. So with this final klala, Asher Leyakim is Divrei Torah Azos. So that includes everything, and they are makabelit ba'ala uveshvua. Lashon Rashi. Well, what Rashi is obviously driving at is, well, what are called Divrei HaTorah Hazos? Especially since, what are Divrei HaTorah Hazos? So Rashi says, well, it means everything. We already had an itemized list of specific dinim, so this must be including everything. And then presumably what Rashi is driving at in the last line is, well, all the dinim already apply. Yeah, but now we have an Olo Shvua. That's true for all of the Arurim. There's also already, all of the Arayis already listed also already appear in Chumash Vayikra, but the Torah is being Mosif, not only that there's a Tzivui or an Azara, but now there's this added level of a Klala, of an Arur, and correspondingly a Bracha, for one who does fulfill it properly. So now we're adding that new level to Kol HaTorah Kula. Now the question which seems to be hovering, immediately the Ramban jumps to the Fidaiti, this Kabbalah is adding et toizi. Presumably the question that's hovering is that you can have something that's kol kol tarakula, obvious logical problem, Rashi, but something that's kol kol tarakula, so that includes the foregoing 10 items that we just listed. It's a question which is made explicitly about a pasuk earlier in Chumash Devarim by the Ramchal,
by the Ramchal and Mesilas Yesharim, but not in the standard Mesilas Yesharim. Ramchal in the manuscript a couple of decades ago, when the Iron Curtain began to fall, the Soviet Union began to crumble, so one of the less well-known nafkaminas was the opening of the Lenin State Library, which had a rich, I think, thousands, a collection, the Baron Ginsburg collection, I believe thousands of Kisvei Yad. Some were Sfarim that had been rarely published or never published. And the first manuscript from that collection to be published, Avraham Shoshana writes about the feelings that he had. It was still, the Soviet Union was still intact, but things were beginning to thaw. So the sense of going in to read religious manuscripts from a Soviet collection was a unique feeling. And he published, Avraham Shoshana from Ohio, published this other version of Masilas Yesharim. It's a manuscript in the Ramchal's own hand. The material is mostly the same. The format is, rather than in chapters, an expository format, it's a conversation between two fictional characters that Ramchal put together, the Chacham and the Chassid, like several other Sfarim in the Ramchal. It's written like the Kuzri, written as a conversation. The content is mostly the same, but every once in a while there'll be unique content. So one of the bits of unique content is in the part that corresponds to the end of the Hakdama, in the typical version of Masilas Yesharim, Ramchal points out, points to a pasuk, which he points to in both versions, a pasuk in Eka, one of the only times that you have a direct question, maybe the only time, not sure, you have a direct question in the non-narrative parts of Chumash, Ma Hashem Elokecha Dorish Mimach. What does God want of you? As Ramchal points out, that's, if you're going to study Avos Hashem in a serious way, as he asserts that we ought to, of the course of Hakdama to Masilas Yesharim, it's going to be a rigorous discipline, so one of the first questions you need to ask is, what's the scope of the discipline? What is Avos Hashem? Let's define Avos Hashem, let's define our terms, before we dig into details of what it is and how you go about implementing it. What's the scope of Avos Hashem? Ramchal points out, well, Moshe Rabbeinu asked that question, Parshas Ekev, and gave a five-part answer. So far, this is all famous from the standard version of Masilas Yesharim. There's Yiras Hashem and Alicha B'drachav and Avos Hashem and wholeheartedness of Avos Hashem, Lavdo Chavav Chanafshecha. And item five is to keep all the mitzvahs. Now, in the standard version of Masilas Yesharim, he goes on to define some of the definitions that are a little bit surprising and illuminating. What does Yiras Hashem mean? What does Alicha B'drachav mean? And so on and so forth. And then he says the fifth one is, you know, Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, that's Kimashma, you're keeping all the mitzvahs with all the Pirtei Halacha. In the manuscript version, he says, one second. That's pretty strange. That's pretty strange. If I told you, if you ask me what I like, what are my favorite desserts, and I say, well, I really like pistachio ice cream, and I really like cookies and cream ice cream, and I really like tin roof ice cream, and I really like ice cream. That's not very logical. The last one was called all the others. And while he's listing specific ice creams, if you end up saying ice cream, so that's called all the flavors, plus all the other flavors I haven't mentioned. So what's right? They say, Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem, those are mitzvahs. Alich b'drachav, that's a mitzvah. And they say all the mitzvahs. They just say all the mitzvahs. It's the same question that the Ramban is alluding to here. He listed specific, our specific averis, as well as all the mitzvahs. So there, now the answer, the question is similar. The answer is probably not similar. Well, we'll see. Maybe it is. The Ramchal's answer in Masilas Yesharim, in the manuscript version, is that it must be the item five doesn't include the first four. And it says it must be the item five keeping the mitzvahs meant the mitzvahs masios. And then what the Rebbeinu Bahai refers to as the Bachi refers to as the Chavos Oedarim. Well, the physical, the behavioral mitzvahs, that's item five. But the first four were sketching out the four major Chavos HaLevavot. And then he goes on to make the point that, Hagah B'Atzmacha, the way Moshe Rabbeinu chooses to organize the answer, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates to him, he should record in the Torah the answer, all the Chovos HaYevarim are one, and the Chovos HaLevavos are unpacked into four, such that 80% of the answer It's Chovas HaLevavos. Important insight. What's going on here? So you have Aura for Mashi Iver Badara, for Masik Vorayu, and for this violation of Gilad Rais, for that violation of Gilad Rais, and Kol Dira Torah goes. I want to go a little bit out of order here and skip down first to Yerushalmi that he quotes, and then we'll come back to Lufi Dati, his own approach. Skipping down like 8 lines or so, the end of the line that the if you have a Chevelle edition, it's at footnote 67. Yerushalmi Besota Raisi, what Yerushalmi says as follows, is after he's given his own approach. Asher lo yakim, or he will not pick up the divrei Torah does. Chiyesh Torah no fellas, or is the Torah falling? Or how does it need picking up? You're picking up the Sefer Torah off the ground. So Reb Shimon Yakim omers the Chazan. Shimon Yakim sounds like he is taking it somewhat literally. That refers to the Chazan. The Lashon Chazal, the Chazan, is what we would call the Gabbai or the Shamus, not the Shlev Tzibur. So the one who is taking care of logistics, operational issues in the shul, that has to do actually with the Sefer Torah. If Shimon Chalafta as well, we'll get to more details in a couple of moments. Shimon Chalafta gives a second approach, the Bezin Shalmata. This is the Bezin Shalmata. There's a reference to the Bezin, the human Bezin. What does that mean? The Mar of Yehuda Rav Huna, B'Shem Shmuel, Al HaDavar, when that's the Omar. The language of Yerushalmi is often more clipped, often they leave out the word Amar entirely. It's sort of assumed. It's a list of names you're supposed to understand. I mean, obviously, the people who are saying this. So Rav Yehuda, and this is all from Bava. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna quote the name of the Amor Shmuel, Al-Adabar Azeh Korah Yoshiyahu, the Amar Alai Lahakim. That's the language of Yoshiyahu that Yoshiyahu uses. That's the language that Yoshiyahu uses. When King Yoshiyahu was the last of the really independently powerful kings of Eretz Yehuda before the Churban Bayis Rishon, after all the kings after him were descendants of his, but they were just puppets of one superpower or another, either Mitzrayim or Babel. And he, as we know, and even if you don't learn Sefer Malachim, it does appear in Haftaras as well, that he leads one of the great Tshuva movements of the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, led by King Yoshiyahu, that they're so far from Limud HaTorah, from Shmiras HaMitzvos. There were individuals who were still plugged in. Masoret continued, but the vast majority of Jewish people were in Meshin of Avodah Zarah, very far from Shmiras HaMitzvos. And the Tzidkun describes a very dramatic moment, and then they find the Sefer Torah, and he realizes that they open it up, and here we are. Arashel Yachim is Divrei HaTorah Zos. So Yoshiyahu says, Alai Lahakim, I better be making it. And what did he do? What did he do? So what he does is he inspires Klal Yisrael. Not as fully, Chazal pointed out, as he thought he had, but with a tremendous amount of success, he inspired Klal Yisrael to return to leave that term to Shmiras HaMitzvos. The Amar Rasi B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum Barachia Lomad V'Limeid V'Shomar V'Ose V'Hayasipet B'Yad L'Hafzik L'Hefzik Reza B'Chalor. A Jew who learns and teaches and he himself personally Shomar V'Ose, he's careful not to violate the Losa says, and he fulfills the mitzvah's essay, but V'Hayasipet B'Yad L'Hafzik L'Hefzik, he also had the ability, he has the capacity to Machzik Torah and isn't, and this context sounds like he needs to encourage others, and he doesn't do that, raise b'chlal or. So that Yerushalmi is pretty clear, expanding on the second approach, that's how the Rabban is about to say, the Bezin Shalmata is this idea. It doesn't have to do with one's personal fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, it has to do with to what extent are you supporting and moving forward the tzibur's fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. That's Rabban goes on to say, Yudra Shuba HaKama HaZos, he takes it back to the language of Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Beis and Shalmata, Yudra Shuba HaKama HaZos, Beis HaMelech VaHanasiyos. They're understanding that this HaKama is the Asher LaHakim Devei HaTorah, That refers to the king. That refers to the seal, the leadership in general. Shabiyadav Mahakim is at Torah Yadav Apolosa. They're in the position to be able to encourage those who are being about the Torah to start to keep it. I feel like who died to come in my son? Are you not personally I shama biasa? I'm fine. But Yakalahasik at Torah Yadav Rishon of Apolosa. But I could have impacted others also, and I didn't. Hare ze aru. So that's number one. And he writes that karvim shepirashnu. This is related to, not the same as the Rabban suggests of derech pshat, which again appeared earlier. We're going to come to in a couple of moments. Now, what he left hanging for now is the other parsha shalom. His first, second parsha shalom is. Hakama, and again, the way in which it should be noted, the way in which it answers the question that Yerushalmi didn't ask. Yerushalmi was asking, what was the language mean? But the larger question we mentioned before is, how does this fit with the other 10? And the answer is, the other 10 we're talking about my personal kiyamitzis, or my personal avitz. And this last one is talking about, this last one is a different dimension. It has to do with supporting the Torah of others, supporting the Torah of the Tzibur. I'll tell me, but now the Kasha is even stronger. It's really a subset. It really includes everything else. The answer to the Chari is that this one only applies to certain people. The first said all the Arur except for the last one apply to every Jew. Any Jew who violates one of those Isurim that was listed in the Chumash, Mashiv Rabaderech, and Masik Voreyu, and Gilei Arayos, so he is, any Jew could run afoul, could fall under the rubric of those Arurim, but this last Arur is not going to apply to most Jews. It's going to apply, or at least not to every Jew. It's going to apply to a Jew who could have impacted a Tzibur. And then he goes back to the first one. And Zed Karvelin Shepirashu mean that second approach to Yerushalmi, that's al derech hapshat. If Omer al derech hagada, Zed Chazan, she'll make him Sefer HaTorah. He says the first approach he thinks is al derech drash. Al derech hagada, it's a reference to the Chazan, she'll make him Sefer HaTorah la'amidam ketikon shlo yipol. You see sometimes shows, you see the gabbai runs up to make sure the fellow's putting back the Atzav Vachnasa. So he puts back the Sefer Torah. A separate question is why it is that that's one of the kibbutzim most often given to guests. It's not makasha. You need to be an insider for that more than for anything else. Because the guests don't know where the strings are, where the chains are. Okay, anyways. But as a result, so the Gavai needs to be responsible, and he needs to make sure that the Sefer Torah wasn't put back in the right holes, in the right chains, whatever the system is in that shul, the Gavai has to take care of it, to make sure it won't fall. There you go. It's Rishon. It's Pasuk Chubit. He doesn't want to be cursed. That's the Gavai's responsibility to make sure the Sefer Torah is stably settled, so it won't fall. And then he says, Li Nira, maybe when the Yerushalmi was a little bit vague, it's a Bechazim, the Gabbai, what's the Gabbai doing or not doing? So either it means that it's a Gabbai who's careless with the Sefer Torah, a Gabbai who's careless with the Sefer Torah doesn't make sure that stable it won't fall. That violation of Kavanah Torah warrants an Arur, in which case, by the way, it's the answer to the opening question, and this is not it's not all like Rashi. This is not global. This is item number 11. This is a specific item that comes to Sefer Torah. And the Ramban tweaks it. A very fascinating tweak. But Li Nira, and this is a somewhat famous tweak Ramban gives in terms of how you read the first approach in Yerushalmi. But Li Nira Alachaz, and then we'll come back. We'll close with what the Ramban himself suggests earlier there at Shah. It's not a reference to Chazan, to the Gabbai who's not careful about the stability of the Sefer Torah, the Kavanah Torah issue. It's talking about a Gabbai who doesn't take care of doing Hagla. Doesn't pick up the Sefer Torah so everyone can see the Ksivas of Torah. And how do you know that this is important? Masechet Sofer is one of the Masechet Katanas, published in the Vilna Shas after at the end of Nezikin, in the end of the Avodah Zarah volume. Masechet Katanas are collections of prices and other material that are put together by Gaonim. So the Masechet Sofer has a lot about Seder Atfilah, a lot about Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and about Kriyas HaTorah. The Masechet Sofer, he told you where to look in the bottom, if you want to look it up, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet. It's one of the longest, I believe, the Masechet Katanos. I think Avishur Nelson is the longest, and then Masechet Sofer and Masechet Smachos, I think, are the next tier in terms of length. So the Masechet Sofer talks about it explicitly. Magabin Amsal Umara Pnei Kesivaso La'am Ha'umdin Limino Osmalo Umachdil Afar Lahar. You pick up a Sefer Torah, you let everyone to left, right, front, back see the Ksav. That's important. You do Hagba. It has to be a 360 rotation. If you rotate all the way around, you rotate. However you rotate, you have to make sure that people on all sides of the shul can see. Shemitzel Hal Anashim V'ha Anashim. They're also Hakasim. All men and women are supposed to be able to see that which is the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. It looks interesting in terms of the argument in favor of balconies, perhaps. Or one way glass. The Lechroa V'lomar V'zos HaTorah Shev Samoshim. And to bow towards the Sefer Torah. And that's the makkah for the older minig of bowing to the Sefer Torah. The Lomar, Zosatar, Sher Samosha, etc. The Chain, Nog. Right? So Rabban says, okay, so we have Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has two. It's Machlok is Amoram, whether it's a reference to the second approach with Beis Mishalmata, which he understood to be this question of leadership, leaders that don't leverage their ability. That's something that Talmud Bavli discusses as well. Parnas, who was the Efshev Yad Limchov's Lomicha, it's pretty severe. Pretty severe. Even though it's B'Sheva Al-Tasa, I didn't do anything wrong. It's not that I wasn't a bad role model. You're talking about a person who was a good role model. Shamar and Lama Belim made Shamar B'Yasa, but he wasn't proactive. And the role modeling, passive role modeling wasn't enough, but he could have been proactive and impacted the Tzibur, and he chose not to do it sufficiently. So, it's a frightening thought. It's a frightening thought. So, the Bavli relates to other psukim. The approach of Yerushalmi relates it to this pasuk. And then the first approach of the Chazan, so either has to do with the Kavanah Torah, or so again, it's just another specific, it's not a global issue, another specific issue, okay? Or it's a reference to the Rabban, says maybe that first approach of Yerushalmi, the reference to the Gabbai who doesn't take care of Hadva. That's really a little bizarre. It catches someone off guard. Because to say you weren't careful to say Torah in a way it could fall, when it fell, it didn't fall, that's why I have to cover Torah. So we understand that's on the list. Now, not everything on the list is Issacharis. Okay. That's certainly a serious issue. My list shouldn't cover Torah. But say you didn't do Hadva, check it out. Okay. He says, "Okay, no, the minute is to Hagwa." Really, to not do Hagwa. That's what's going on. And he already had characterized his first approach of the Chazan, who was the opinion was Reb Shimon ben Yakim as al derech hagadol. It could be, ironically, though, that to understand what's the significance of this al derech hadrash is actually may help look back at the Ramban's understanding of the pasuk al derech pshat. Let's now take a look back. He quoted Rashi, and the second line is "Ulafidati." Because Rashi's language had been, it's just a reference to Kol Torah Kula, and Kiblu it was a Kabbalah Sator, Kiblu Alein Ba'alu B'Shvur. Now, by the way, "Ulafidati." That's Rashi's approach. "Ulafidati." My understanding, Rabban writes, "Ki Kabbalah has those Shiyode B'Mitzvos B'Libo." This, when we say to the Kabbalah, the Torah, it means specifically, Shiyode b'mitzvos b'libo, that I, in my heart, in my mind, as an aside, Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Parsha of Kriyashma, points out, he thinks that the word lev in biblical Hebrew can be referenced both to the heart and to the brain. And we translate the lev could mean the heart or mind. The Kabbalah does, Rabban writes, coming back to Ramban, Ki Kabbalah Azo Shiyodah Mitzvah, when it's the Kabbalah Torah means Shiyodah Mitzvah Belibo, that I agree to the mitzvahs in my heart and mind. Yihu be'einav emes, and they are in my eyes true, real. V'yamin sha'osa osan yelo sachar v'tova, and I believe that an individual who follows the mitzvahs will receive goodness and reward from Rebbe Shalom, the overall land yanesh, and the Jew who violate will be punished. In other words, I accept the concept of mitzvah. There's nothing other than what Rabban just did is he took away the asiya. This is very parallel actually to what the Mesillas Sharm, totally different pasuk. But the first 10 were all about chomos evar. It was a Jew who violates this act of Gilead Moed, a Jew who violates Masil Reyim. Also, I'm here to talk about Kol Torah Kula, but it's not talking about doing Kol Torah Kula. In terms of doing Kol Torah Kula, only that short list of before, the itemized list, are ba'aru, the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs apply, but the klala is only if you violate one of those mitzvahs that were listed. This last klala is not if you violate, if you don't perform mitzvahs, it's if you don't accept mitzvahs. If you're not modeh the mitzvahs b'libo, if I don't accept them as emes, or if I don't accept, fascinating, the concept of schar v'yonesh. Im yichbor ba'achas mihen, otia be'ena v'teila li'olam, if I reject one of the mitzvahs, I think one of the mitzvahs is permanently abrogated. Hare hinehu ara. That's a curse. In other words, this last kala is not about asiyas hamitzvahs. The last kala is about ikari amuna. Specifically, the middle set of in the Rambam's enumeration of the 13. Yisodei HaTorah, the 13 Ikari Amuna, the first, as Yosef Alba points out, the first five are about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the middle four are about Nevuah and Torah and Mitzvahs, and then the last four are largely enlarged about Schar V'Yonesh, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the weirds what we're doing, which enables a system of Schar V'Yonesh, and then actual Schar V'Yonesh, and the last two are specifically Yimos HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim. So the Rabban seems to understand that we're talking about Ikari Amuna from the latter two zones. In other words, those Ikari Amuna, they relate specifically, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in principle, but specifically to mitzvahs. If I don't accept these mitzvahs, so I think these mitzvahs could be betelos. If I don't accept that these mitzvahs have consequences, I don't accept Schar V'Yonesh, then I'm in violation of this last klala. Although the Rabban makes it clear. In Avra Lachas Mehem, I violate one of the mitzvahs, person eats treif. The person has a ham sandwich, but l'ta'avasa, because he fell into temptation. Not that he decided, not that he accepts Christian doctrine and thinks the Leviticus no longer applies. No, not that he accepts Muslim doctrine of waqf and he thinks that that Rahman al-Islam, that the mitzvahs don't apply. No, l'ta'avasa. And he knows the mitzvah supply, and he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares, but the taiva got the better. Osho also suka v'lulav li'atzla, the equivalent of l'tavasa by mitzvah seh, Rabbi says, I didn't sin suka, why? Because I was lazy. I know the mitzvah supply, I know I'm supposed to. And in a moment of weakness, not necessarily I was so hungry, but I made a horrific decision. Is that wrong? Absolutely wrong. Absolutely, since I did, of course. But I'm not including this club. I violated the Sukkotation Shem HaSem, and there's the Onish for that. But in the end of the I'm not including this club. He lo omra akasar shalom yasa as divra Torah zos, shalom yokim as divra Torah zos lasos. Now he raises the question, which in a moment, the Yerushalmi raised explicitly. What's with this language of yokim? So Yerushalmi says he has to do with the Hakama of the physical Sefer Torah, or has to do with Hakama in the sense of Haramas Karen HaTorah, is raising the standards of Torah across the community. Rabban says, no, maybe it's talking about Kol Torah Kula, not the Chaz, not the Sefer Torah, and maybe it's talking about something personal, not like the second portion of Yerushalmi. But Lahakim is not the same as Likayim, or La'asot. Lahakim means, am I performing the mitzvahs, but do what I lift up, raise up. Ketam, kimu v'kibu hayud. that pasuk, which is so famous because of the pasuk, the famous Rashi's Chazal, Masechet Megillah, that Kima Shekiblu Kvar. So look, Hayim, the interesting Rabban is saying Kima Shekiblu Kvar doesn't mean that they started doing the mitzvahs, right? It means there was a new couple, which the way we usually assume there was a new couple al Satorah. So what do you mean Kima? So it's not that we have Kima mitzvahs. We use the term Kima mitzvahs. It means we built up the basis upon which Asiyas HaMitzvahs stands. The foundation, and that's the language, again, that the Rambam uses, Kaseder, Yesodei HaTorah. The Torah refers to all the mitzvahs, but Yesodei HaTorah are the Ikari Amuna, because they're the foundation for, or whether you use language Ikari Amuna, or you use language that Rambam uses in Mishnah Torah, Yesodei HaTorah. And then he writes, in case you missed the point, V'hinehu Chayim HaMordim V'HaKofim. And this last klala is a call about apikursus. It's not a call about performance. It's a call about belief or lack thereof. So just a couple of closing thoughts. Three closing thoughts. Number one, this is a fascinating Ramban in its Rambam-esque flavor in terms of focusing on Ikari Muna. The Ramban does plenty of focusing on Ikari Muna throughout the parish. But to sort of focus on Ikari Amuna in the line of mitzvahs. As you have a series of mitzvahs, and then there's a focus of Ikari Amuna sort of in parallel to the focus on particular asiyas and mitzvahs. It definitely is something very Rambam-esque about that. It may help us to understand the first approach in the Yerushalmi. The way Ramban, we left a few minutes ago, at the very end of this paragraph, Ramban says, well, when the Yerushalmi says chazen, maybe it doesn't mean they make sure that the Sefer Torah is stable, maybe it means they're doing hagva. Hagva, man, the harshmeh. Well, hagva, okay. Make it, so, of course, we should do hagva. Absolutely, we should be doing hagva. But that's the last of the harum. It seems they're a little out of place. It could be, especially when Ramban says, haderach hagada, it could be, it's not just the act of hagva, but hagva. The significance of Hagva is that every Jew should see, in other words, you have to make the connection. You heard the Kriyas HaTorah, that's that. That direct sense of connection to Torah, and the Torah is binding, the Torah matters. So that is perhaps a reflection of what the Ramban understands as Pasuk Kinyan Derech HaPshat. Even more funded, you're not going to get a klala for not doing the mitzvah. You will get a klala for not accepting the basis for the mitzvah. That's sort of the Rambam-esque flavor of this Ramban, and that may explain the significance of Hagba. And finally, it speaks to the significance of the idea of Malchus, which is plenty to talk about, something definitely worth thinking about over the course of Shabbos. I'm not going to speak about it at length now, but it is a fascinating thing that we, if the din on Rosh Hashanah is to determine whether you're a tzaddik or Rosh Zechuyus or Rov Averos, so one would have expected that Rosh Hashanah would be a mitzvah fair. And one would have expected to be busy all day trying to last minute cram as many mitzvahs as you can. Cramming is not ideal, okay? But if you need to cram, but why is Yavoda Hamlacha? Kedeshet Hamlichuni Aleichem. Hamlacha is very important, but what does it do with Rosh Hashanah? What does it do with Yom HaDin? It seems there should be a day. What are the Yom Tov? Should we have a Hamlacha? But it seems, I have other things. Today's Yom HaDin. I got to make sure I win. So we'll deal with Hamlacha some other day. We don't have Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah. We have a different time to take care of that. So we don't make a zecher to the sukkah on Rosh Hashanah. We have a different time to take care of it. We should have a different day for Hamlachas Hashem. But why Yom HaDin? It seems like an odd overlap. And not an odd overlap. It seems very, very inefficient. I'm saying to take away from my work on Yom HaDin. There probably are several ways to think about this. But what the Ramban drives at is that as Malchus Hashem is in many ways another way of phrasing the ideas Ramban just laid out. And the Machlos Hashem is not just in the abstract, but Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but it has practical implications. Presentations of their mitzvahs, and mitzvahs apply, and Eid B'Tel Yol, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is forever, his mitzvahs are forever. And Kadosh Baruch Hu foresaw that there would be social changes and technological changes, and him caused that, and there'd be changes in mores, and him caused that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave these mitzvahs. He's forever, and his mitzvahs are forever, and he knows and he cares, and there's schar v'yonish, and the schar v'yonish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way greater than any other gain or loss I may have from violating the mitzvahs of Torah. So the hamlacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's the acceptance of the Yesod of everything. That's what's going to drive. That's what's going to, in many ways, perhaps, and something to think about, to what extent does that drive the Yom HaDin as well? But certainly it's not an unrelated issue, and it certainly is not getting in the way of my work on the Yom HaDin. If anything, it's very fundamental ways moving me forward in terms of being able to be Zocha B'Din. But we also have a fantastic Shabbos.